We're going to go to Samoa now, where a cliffhanger election has just taken place. RNZ Pacific's Dominic Godfrey joins me now on the line. I think he's at Polyfest, so you'll have to put up with the background noise. Hi there, Dominic.
Well, I've actually found a quiet place to talk to you, Jesse. I was trying not to get the rain, but the rain's cleared, so now I'm in a quiet little auditorium space.
Oh, cool. What an exciting time of year for Auckland's Pacifica, or New Zealand's Pacifica community. And
absolutely.
On Polyfest first, I mean, it's been cancelled, I think, the last 2 years. So how's the feeling there today?
Well, cancelled last year, the previous year, 2019, it was the last day that was cancelled, the final day, out of deference to the souls lost in the Christchurch terror attack. Uh-huh. They cancelled the last day. But yes, last year, COVID-19 wreaked its havoc just 10 days before the festival was due to start, cataclysmically for it. You know, financially, it was almost ruinous. But come back strong, resilient, vibrant, colourful. It's back. It's wonderful. This morning it opened with a flag raising at dawn, Pasifika flags and Manawatūnua flags with karakia rose. And then we all walked on to the paepae for the Pōwhiri welcome. And today it's that stage three. It's that first day. So it's the what's called stage three candidates or performers. They're the least accomplished of them. There are three stages of it. And it's a bit of a slower start, but a wonderful one nevertheless. There's tents, there's flags, there's people. It's pretty spectacular out here.
Great. Now, what's happening in Samoa? And what's happening in Samoan politics?
A whole lot. And yet at the very same time, not a lot. Because there's a bit of hiatus while the votes are being counted. Yeah, as you mentioned, there's been a cliffhanger election underway. The results, the preliminary results, came out last weekend. There were 25 seats each for the major two parties and one seat remaining to an independent. So a bit of a tie there. So the future of Samoa is yet to be determined. It's going to take up to another 2 weeks to finally confirm the election results. But yeah, as I said, the Human Rights Protection Party, that's the existing government, the caretaker government now, and the newly formed Whaatuatua I Le Atua Samoa, or Atasi, or FAS Party, they're tied for 25 seats each. And there's an independent candidate, Tuala Te Vanga Iosefo Ponifasio, who will be the subject of quite a lot of negotiations and horse trading.
Yeah. Is that the Samoan equivalent of Winston Peters?
It could turn out so.
Do we know much about that candidate, by the way, what his politics are?
Honestly, I don't. Yeah. And I've been trying to find out. Yeah. It's a little bit of an unknown entity yet.
Yeah. Oh, he'll be enjoying the attention. What's the electoral system over there? Is it proportional?
It's first past the post, and with the highest polling candidate being elected. And the elected government serves for 5 years. The voting age is 21.
Oh, wow.
Back in the 90s, there was universal suffrage. You know, women got the vote back in the early 90s. Prior to that, you had to be male and you had to be a chief to vote.
Sorry, that's the 1990s you're talking about?
As in 1990s, yes.
Yeah. Okay. And are the parties divided along sort of traditional left and right lines? And who are the HRPP party?
No, Samoa's an interesting one, because Samoa's a collectivist village society. It's very traditional. The HRPP, I guess you could say that they're slightly more worldly, outward-looking, neoliberal. I hesitate to say because I despise that term, but yeah, they've been opening the country up to sort of neoliberal ideas of ownership, and that's what essentially got them into trouble this election. They put through three controversial, putting it politely, bills through Parliament in the last year during this COVID lockdown. Which changed the judiciary, which changed the very constitution. Now, critics say that this is, in fact, unconstitutional, what they did, and this new party, Whaatuatua I Le Atua Samoa Watasi Party, they've come back from members of the incumbent HRPP. So the former Deputy Prime Minister, Samoa's first female Deputy Prime Minister, is now the leader of what is soon to be either the government or the opposition, depending on how the independent vote swings. And it's also made up of other members of the party. So that's kind of how we got there.
Yeah. What are the next sort of few days and weeks likely to hold?
Well, it's probably going to take another 2 weeks for a final result to come out. I understand that Whiamea Naomi Mataafa, she's the leader of FAST, I understand she met with Te Runga on Monday, but she gives no indication as to what the outcome of that meeting was. And I'm sure the incumbent HRPP, led by Tuilaepa Malie Lengaoi, will be doing the same thing as well. He's been the leader of the country for over 20 years now.
That's a female leader for the FAST party, is it?
That's right, yes. And she's part of the aristocracy of Samoa. She's what's called Tama'ainga, which is this kind of four ruling families, traditional ruling families that are royalty, and she belongs to one of those. Her father was Samoa's first prime minister when Samoa achieved gained, however you want to phrase it, independence back in 1962.
Boy, it's fascinating. I imagine it's pretty dramatic if you're there, but thank you for talking us through it, Dominic, and if there's any news, we'll come back to you.
Wonderful. Good talking to you, Jesse.
Dominic Godfrey, live at Polyfest, but talking about the Samoan election. Pretty much split down the middle, 25 each way, with one independent holding that swing seat. The swing seat, is that the word I'm looking for? The tiebreaker? It'll come to me.